What a great way to not only sing a song, but then profess our faith in what we believe. Let us now bow our heads to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with the prayers of the church for today. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you desire that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Send out messengers to every corner of the earth that people from every tribe, nation, and language would hear the saving mercy of your Son, Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, send your mercy to all who are struggling financially, the homeless, the poor, the unemployed, the underemployed, and those dealing with unexpected situations. Lead them through this challenging road and provide people and systems to help them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you invite us into holy conversation with you through prayer, but we often neglect this invitation. Help us to speak to you more frequently and also more fervently. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, today we especially pray for those going through transition and times of recovery from recent illness. Lord, cover their bodies, sustain them in health, and bring them back to be with us soon. Lord, we pray for Jean, who's had some health challenges this week, for David, with also some health challenges with surgery. Lord, today we recognize in our prayers Larry, Ruth's brother, as you're calling him home. We pray that you'd be with Ruth and protect her heart and guide her, and as well as Larry's family in the days ahead. Lord, we pray for Clara and her injury, and pray that you'd sustain her and that this would be a time in which her trust is deepened in you and how you will provide. We pray for Andrew and Emily traveling, for Margaret, and Thanksgiving for time with family, and pray for full recovery for her in the days ahead. For Lisa, Christina, Dave, Kyla, Daryl and Janine, Cole, Libby, Nicole, Jen and Gabrielle, Michael, Bernice, Gary and Katie, Bruce and Kathy, Spencer, Riley, Betty, Courtney, Steve, Bev, Tim and Raina, Bob, Holly, John, and Kai. Lord, today you know some of those challenging situations that are right on the edge that could go one way or the other, and today we, according to your will, we pray for Brad and Melody as they wait this time period in which they may or may not have a new child for their family. Lord, protect their hearts too, and whatever comes, build their trust in you. And we pray according to your will that you would make this connection possible. They have a strong desire to be parents, and pray that you would open up the doors to make that possible. Have mercy upon each person that we've named and heal them according to your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you sent your Son to be the mediator between God and humanity. Grant us peace and reconciliation in our homes, our congregation, our community, our country, and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we commend all of these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Amen.